For as long as I can remember, I always wanted to attend Howard University in Washington, D.C. Howard University is an HBCU, which stands for Historically Black Colleges and Universities. I wanted to go there, be in their honors English program, and become a writer. I applied to 5 colleges, but Howard was always the goal. I got into all 5 colleges I applied to, including Howard, into their honors English program. I was thrilled. My dad was not. My dad was born very early 20th century, very light-skinned, straight-haired, white-presenting African-American man. And he learned very early in his life that to be successful and to survive, it was going to be important for the white men in the town he lived in to like him. So he became deferential. He became docile. He became bright, but not too bright, never too threatening. And in behaving that way, along with his white appearance, the white men took a liking to him. He got jobs that paid well. He was able to secure his family financially. So he wanted that for me also. That meant no black things in our house, no black music, no black literature, as much as I love to read. He was a painter. He never painted black people, and there was no black art in our house. I was always told to make sure I spoke the king's English at all times. He was a little disappointed with the hair, but he kept me in the salon a lot, so he kept me bone straight. So when I got into Howard, he started saying things like, "Are you sure a black university is going to challenge you academically? You know, the world's not really black. The world is really white. And you're going to be in D.C. alone. You're going to be okay." And most importantly, as much grief as black people have given you, which they had because they had teased you all my life, don't you want to finally get away from them? So he talked to me this way all summer. By the time the third week of August rolled around, I was moving into the dorms at Towson State University, my 5th choice school. I hated Towson. It was awful. I didn't want to be there. I immediately started flunking all of my classes. It was bad. I was devastated because I'd never done poorly in school, but there was one bright, shining light at Towson, my roommate, complete opposite of me, blonde, blue-eyed, well-to-do family, grew up in a little town on the Jersey Shore. But we bonded immediately. We had so much in common, loved the same books, the same writers. We liked the wine a whole lot. We listened to the same music. We just got along. We shared clothes, we shared makeup, we were best friends. And she always encouraged me to try to stick it out at school. My boyfriend was also worried that I was so unhappy. So he came to visit me one Saturday to try to cheer me up, and my roommate said, why don't we do a double date? So she, the guy she was seeing, my boyfriend and I, went out off campus, had a great time. Boys brought us back to our room. My roommate turned to me once the boys left and said, "Do your parents mind you dating a black guy?" "Why would they?" "Well, my parents are pretty liberal, but I think if I brought a black guy home, they'd be pretty upset." "Sure they would be. What's that got to do with me?" It took a couple of rounds of this for me to realize what was happening. She thought I was white. So I had to stop her. This was awful. So I said, "Hold up. I am not white. That's why my parents don't mind me dating a black guy." Her eyes got really big. Then she squinted and she looked at me for a long time and she said, "Petula, why didn't you tell me?" And I said, "Why did I have to tell you?" And she said, "I've never met a black person. I mean, look at you. Listen to how you talk. You listen to Queen and David Bowie, for God's sake. You know so much about wine, and why would I think you're black? I mean, look at you." And she went over to the bed where I had a couple of articles of her clothing that I'd borrowed, and she snatched them off the bed, and she went to my desk, and there were a couple of makeup items I'd borrowed. She snatched them off the desk, and she looked at this bottle of CoverGirl foundation, and she said, "I can't believe a black girl wears the same color foundation as me. I can't believe you deceived me this way." And she stormed out of the room to tell the other girls in the quad, who were also white girls, that I had lied about being white. I'm devastated. This is my best friend. This is my only friend. Why did she think I was white? Why was she upset that I wasn't? Why did she feel deceived? And then I started to think, had I presented myself in a way subconsciously that so that she would like me? Or had I done something, but the one thing I was sure about was this wouldn't have happened to me at Howard University. So I decided I was going to leave Towson, and I went home for Thanksgiving break to tell my dad I could not go back. As fate would have it, my dad took sick that Thanksgiving, and he was in the hospital for quite a while, for months actually. When he came out and he was on the road to recovery, I told him what had happened to me out at Towson. And my dad looked at me and said, "She thought you were white? Really? Well, why did you tell her you weren't?" And that's when I realized I really needed to stop listening to my dad. Thank you for your time.